Hello, thank you for joining me. So I'm going to take you on another journey of discovery as I'm looking for some of the most luxurious places to take you to around the world. And this week, we start off with the islands of Tahiti. And then we head all the way over to the other side of the world where I get to talk to the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda and ask him how they've done so well with the pandemic. I love both of these destinations, and I'm sure you will too. I hope you enjoy it. My name is Lorraine Simpson, and I am passionate about travel. My obsession has taken me to 92 countries over the last 53 years, and I am now devoted to helping the travel industry recover in a post-pandemic world. First stop on our travel journey this week are the beautiful islands of Tahiti. I absolutely love this area, and there's certainly no shortage of fabulous places to stay. In making this series, people have asked me what's on my personal post-pandemic bucket list. Well, I would have to tell you it would be the islands of Tahiti. Now, I say the islands of Tahiti because there are many islands surrounding the main island that we know as Tahiti. And in that area, you've got places like Bora Bora, Moorea, Raiatea, Rangiroa, and all of the Marquesas Islands around that area are all those beautiful spaces where you see the dark blue, and then you see the paler blue, and then you see a little bit paler blue, and then sand, and then the island is lush and green, and it is absolutely stunning. With fewer tourists in 1 year than Hawaii receives in 1 week, the islands of Tahiti offers visitors the space to relax, reconnect, and of course, socially distance, and to be embraced by mana. Now, mana is the life force and spirit that connects all things on the islands of Tahiti. It's right here on the islands that they built the very first overwater bungalow. And we all know these overwater bungalows now as being very glamorous. Some have their own infinity pools. Now, of course, they're everywhere, all over the Polynesian islands, and some of them are super glamorous. I'm going to tell you a story about Tahiti for me, and I'm going to take you back 30 years to my honeymoon. So we were going on to a cruise, which still happens to this day. It's called the Windstar Cruise, and it's a sailing ship. So we arrive into Tahiti the day before, and we decide to go up into the hillside and have dinner in a restaurant overlooking the harbor. So we're sitting on the restaurant terrace and we're watching this beautiful sailing ship come in. And as it arrived, it lowered down the sails and then all the lights went up. And I will never, ever, to this day, forget the feeling of that ship sailing in, knowing that the next day we're going on the ship. So we did. We went on the ship and we sailed around the islands. We went to the famous Bora Bora. We went to Raiatea, Rangiroa, Moorea. They're all different, let me tell you. And it was absolutely the most spectacular trip, to this day, still probably my all-time favorite trip. Just a few fun facts about the islands of Tahiti. There are no poisonous snakes or insects on any of the islands. The word tattoo originated in French Polynesia, and tattoos have long been considered signs of beauty in Polynesian culture, and in ancient times they were ceremoniously applied to the body when reaching adolescence, and the English word tattoo comes from the Tahitian word tatau. So it's really famous for diving, scuba diving and snorkeling. And I was learning to scuba dive in that area. And every day we were going out doing a scuba dive. And we knew that on the Wednesday, I even remember the day, we knew that on the Wednesday we were going to go on a shark dive. So my husband was a little bit afraid of doing it, but didn't want to say anything because he thought, oh, it'll be fine. Lorraine will be the chicken and she will back out and I will say, oh, all right then, we won't go, but you're ruining it for us. No. On the Wednesday morning, I decide, okay, mind over matter. Even though the water looked a little bit like fish soup, only they all had fins, so there was literally an ocean filled with sharks. I jumped straight in, went all the way down to the bottom, and did what I had been instructed to do. And my husband said at the time, he looked at me, he watched me jump in, and he went, oh no, I guess I'm doing it then. Anyway, we lived to tell the tale. It was one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And those sharks, let me tell you, look even bigger with a mask on your face. They looked huge, but they're not man-eating sharks. So we did survive and nobody got hurt. And they still do those shark dives today. If you've got the nerve to do it, it's a must do.
The islands of Tahiti are filled with beauty, intrigue, culture and stunning landscapes. And if you haven't had a chance to venture off to this locale in the South Pacific, then you really should add it to your post-pandemic bucket list. Trust me, it's worth the trip on every level.
From one tropical paradise to another, next up we're going all the way across the ocean to the Caribbean, to the beautiful island paradise of Antigua and Barbuda.
So I'm very lucky to have a very special guest with me today. It is the Honorable Gaston Brown, who is the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda. Now, Antigua and Barbuda is a place I have been to before. However, it has definitely got to still sit on my post-pandemic bucket list. So let me introduce Mr. Gaston Brown. Good morning, sir. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me.
Morning, Lorraine, and I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Antigua was one of the first countries to open after the pandemic. How has it gone for you?
Well, Antigua and Barbuda was the first country within the Caribbean to reopen after we had a lockdown, a region-wide lockdown. We have had, I would say, good success. So, for example, we have not had any fatalities since we have reopened. So for the past several months, the active COVID cases would have been single digits, generally fluctuating between 0 and 1, although we would have seen a slight increase within recent times, but still single digit and certainly manageable.
That's really impressive. So what are the entry requirements to come into Antigua Barbuda?
Well, we have strict health protocols. So, for example, we want to make sure that we not only protect the domestic population, but we also protect our visitors. We want visitors to be assured that when you travel to Antigua, that the protocols are such that you will be well protected. So prior to arrival, a visitor is required to have a negative PCR test taken 7 days before traveling to Antigua and Barbuda. And upon arrival, we have a remote thermometer that conducts the thermal checks. It is actually seamless. So as you walk through the immigration area, your temperature has been checked automatically. We also ask each passenger to complete a health declaration form to provide for some level of medical screening. In addition, we have very strong protocols for taxis and for the various properties, for the hotels, the Airbnb properties and apartments. And those properties had to be certified as biosecured spaces. So they are properties in which health officials would have examined their COVID protocols to make sure there are opportunities for adequate distancing, that they are following the hygiene etiquette and so on. again, as I said before, we want to make sure that our visitors are safe. And so far, we have not had a single case of a visitor contracting COVID here because of the health protocols that we have put in place in order to protect not only the citizens, but certainly the visitors to our country. But generally speaking, you know, it is business as usual here. All of the various businesses are open. You know, all our ports are open, our seaports, our airport. So it is literally business as usual. You know, you can travel to various parts of the island. You can visit various restaurants, you can participate in various excursions. In fact, all of the individuals, all of the entities, companies that are providing excursions, they too would have had health officials certify the operations, even the restaurants.
That's very impressive. I love the fact that you've got 365 beaches and we can almost have one every day of the year. And you're not going to have a problem with social distancing if you have so many beaches to go and visit.
So tell me more about this digital nomad or residency program that you have for people to come down here and work remotely.
What we're doing here, we are catering for high net worth individuals and professionals, generally speaking, knowledge workers, to come to Antigua and Barbuda and to enjoy up to 2 years residency in which they can work remotely and they can stay at one of our beautiful properties. We have many beautiful resorts on the island. We have a number of Airbnb properties, residential properties, condos, apartments. And they are affordably priced to obviously meet the budget of these individuals. So I think it's a great opportunity for them to come and work in a great climate, one in a country that is tax-free. In fact, we have no personal income tax. So any income that is earned here is not taxable, either locally or on their worldwide income. That is definitely a significant attraction, and I believe would have helped to place Antigua and Barbuda at the top of the food chain in terms of these various residency programs that countries would have rolled out in recent times. So you have safety in that we have very low levels of COVID. We've been able to contain the disease. You have a great climate. You have great healthcare facilities. And as you said before, too, we have a medical university. We also have the Fort Landed campus of the University of the West Indies. In fact, we're the only island within the Eastern Caribbean area that has a university. So we have a well-developed socioeconomic infrastructure that could accommodate our visitors. And I just want to take the opportunity to invite them to paradise.
I always used to use, if ever I went to Antigua, I always used to use the hashtag no filter required, because you get this turquoise sea and the beautiful beach, and it's almost as if somebody's put one of the most expensive filters on a camera and then taken the picture, and you could just do it naturally in Antigua Barbuda.
You're absolutely right. Very picturesque, and the environment is pristine. So we do not have the type of pollution that you see in the developed countries. And individuals who really want to enjoy a good quality of life in a pristine environment, beautiful climate, Antigua and Barbuda is a place to be.
So what would be on your post-pandemic bucket list?
Well, you know, I had planned to travel to Kenya last August to spend about a week with my friend here, Uhuru Kenyatta, the president of Kenya, myself and my family. But unfortunately, we had COVID. So I know next year, definitely Kenya is on my bucket list. And I hope to travel, you know, time permits and no COVID to deal with, to South Africa at some point. So those are the two countries that I hope to travel to within the near future.
Absolutely great idea. So hopefully we will meet at some point. I'd love to meet you in person. Thank you very much for taking the time to meet me today. I really do appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to coming to your beautiful country.
Well, that's all I have time for this week.
Gosh, time flies when you're having fun. Well, join me next week right here on Yachting International Radio, where I will bring you more of my travel adventures. See you then. Thanks for watching.